sir. My name is Mickey Davis. I'll be serving as the hearing lead, so just give me one moment and we'll get started, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, again, can you state your full name and your ADC number?
My name is Mikel Abdul Akram. My ADC number is 282714.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the committee supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 17, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. This morning, we're authorized for a four-member panel. And if you can see on your video conference screen, I will begin by introducing the members opposite side of the bench. At the far end, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Back in him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Mickey Davis. I'll be serving again as the lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Akram and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
Mr. Akram, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated their conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Thank you, sir. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 12A, was demonstrated by your failure to report on July 31st, 2017 to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona, following your discharge on July 30th, 2017 from Beverly Halfway House located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're absconded from supervision. Mr. Akram, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Akram's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal race or company.
Second.
Headway.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Akram, we're going to continue the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Westby.
On July 24th, 2017, Mr. Akram was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 7th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody April 7th, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of January 28, 2019, which reflects 250 absconds. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2015, misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2013, trafficking and stolen property, 1 year. This is his second term in the Department of Corrections. CUIR score 2.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no game information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TIS release of absconder, 12 days, arrested, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2001, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2010, possessed sell marijuana, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5, D5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Akron. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections with an approved placement at Vivo Halfway House, located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. You failed to return to the property on July 27, 2017, and were discharged on July 30, 2017. You were not given permission to change residence. So, Mr. Akron, where were you living after V-Break?
I was at my mother's house.
Were you working at all in the time that you were missing from community supervision?
Yes, I was working at a construction company that my dad halfway owns. He's a partner in the company.
We have programming notes that you were assigned a task for random color code your analysis with the assigned color mint. And you were directed to complete Vivo's 90-day program, which consists of 3 meetings per week. It looks like that you were never able to get your analysis based on you absconding, and the same would be true for the 90-day program with Vivo. Your next scheduled report date with ProLoxer Borrego was on August 3rd, 2017, and you failed to report on that date. So I'll begin by asking, and I think you may have already answered part of this, but what were you doing for the 250 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Akron?
I was working and going back and forth to California to fight the CPS case to get my daughter back.
And without getting too personal, how did the CPS struggle go?
I actually was really close to getting my daughter back. They were trying to adopt my daughter out, and I've been locked up since before she was born. And when I called my parole officer and asked her, can I have the visa to go to these 2 court dates, because there's only 2 that were, I knew ahead of schedule. And she told me if I leave the state due to the disposition of my crime, initial crime, she was going to violate me. And I said, I wasn't convicted of that. So, why are you going to violate me when I'm just trying to get my daughter back? I'm telling you, I'm trying to do this the right way. And she said, if you leave, we're going to violate you. So, in an immature response, I said, catch me if you can. I was childish, and I have no excuse for it. There is no excuse for it.
Well, sir, I certainly understand your concern for your daughter in the California Child Protective System, but if I'm not mistaken, when you're on community supervision, you cannot leave the state. So I do appreciate that you account for your decision, if you absconded for that long a period of time, you were bound to get violated. So why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Because she told me that she wasn't going to allow me a visa to go to California to get my daughter back. I don't know if you know the statistics about black fathers, but I'm not trying to be a victim of it. The reason that I even came to prison this time was for protecting my family. I was already angry about being sent to prison for protecting my family. You know, the initial charge was attempted murder. And all I did was stop a guy from trying to rob us. He had a gun to my pregnant at the time. She was 9 pounds pregnant. He had a gun to her stomach. And I took off on him, I took his gun, and I shot him one time. Waited for the police, and they came and got me. They charged me. But they ended up dropping it down to misconduct of other weapons. Because it is self-defense, but Arizona, I don't know the whole logistics as far as self-defense out here. But they gave me misconduct of other weapons. I did my time. I was, you know, yelling and done. Just, I was angry at everyone, myself. And blame the wrong people. I should have done it the right way and just completed my parole and then went about going to get my daughter back the proper way, through the proper channels. Because I was going through the CPS process in here while I was in prison, and it's just so slow and broken down and so spacious from in here that it made no progress. They were about to get my daughter away. I haven't even held her. Still to this day, I haven't held her in prison.
Well, sir, I certainly feel for your plight. It sounds like that you care about the health and well-being of your daughter. You mentioned the mother. Is she engaged in this battle at all?
No.
Okay, well, again, thank you for being straightforward with the board. My last question is that you were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department on your absconding warrant. What happened for Phoenix PD to make contact with you?
I was actually putting up drywall for this abandoned townhouse on 48th Street Broadway in Phoenix. And I was putting up the drywall, and we didn't notify the neighbors around, so they thought we were just vagrants trying to like break into the house, or I don't know what they thought, but that's why the police came. And they came and gave me a name right away.
Thank you, Mr. Ackerman. I'm going to ask the federal board, is there any questions for you? Yes, Ms. Whitmouse.
First, I have a question for Mr. Musty, if I can ask him. Do you, this is showing a release date of October 28th, 2018, and you mentioned January 28th, 2019 in your introduction.
Yes, if you on the date has February 20th.
He had, let's see, 250 responses. So that's the,
That comes out on October 28th.
Yeah, she figured it out as October 28th.
Let me look this up when time comes to bring it up.
Okay.
I didn't prepare this prep packet. So
oh, okay. All right. Then while you're doing that, I'm going to ask Mr. Akram. Mr. Akram? You mentioned that the crime that you're in for involved you protecting your family with this misconduct weapons charge. There's also a drug paraphernalia charge. What was that?
That was something that came out of his pocket. When they cut his clothes off after when I shot him when the ambulance came, he had a baggie of a white powdery substance, but it was just a little bit in the corner. They said that I threw it. The police there just said that I threw it next to the body during this whole process. I tried to fight in court. That was the only plea they were going to give me less than 10 years.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that. Mr. Westy?
Yes. Per the names on a release screen, his original CCD was February 20th, 2018.
Right.
And he received... He received 250 abscondes, so that adjusted is January 20th, 2019.
Okay, so it is January, not October.
Correct date. Cool. And October 28th, I don't know where that date came from, because I'm looking at April 10th, and...
That's the release date prison says, too.
Which date, sir?
October 28th, 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, we have, on one screen it says April 10th, 2018, 258 absconding, CCD 12819. And then the other screen here.
Well, if you figured it from April, it would probably go to January.
That is correct.
And then if you figured it from February 20th, it would go to October.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to figure out which one it is.
Yeah, they have two different dates here on this. I will have to shoot a quick email, because if the CCD is February 20th, this is what the original CCD is.
Right. What did they say?
Yeah, see, when you...
Let me show you the original.
So in February, October, these...
Yeah, yes. Okay, well, you'll do that. You're going to shoot them the emails, figure out what's going on there. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kinnon.
Thank you, Ms. Rickhouse. And if I'm not mistaken, this really doesn't change ultimately how we vote individually, as much as it requires a recalculation, a firm calculation by TimeCom. Right, thank you. Okay, Mr. Ackerman, I'm going to ask any other board members that have any questions for you. Bringing up for the questions, sir, would you like to make a final statement before the board, before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already shared with us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you would like for us to take into consideration?
Just that I've been 100% honest with you. I have no reason to lie, and I'm already back in custody, so that would be childish even more than my decision to us now. But, I mean, just, I would ask that you do take into consideration my situation, because it is not time-sensitive, but I really would love to reinsert myself back into society the right way and improve to more than just you, but my family as well, that I am the man that they raised me to be. Do this the right way.
Thank you, Mr. Ackerman. The board will be going into discussion now, and they saw that we're speaking with you directly, especially because you can hear us and see us, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. You're reminded that the board does not discuss these cases before we come into this hearing room, and that we deliberate on the spot. So, if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case, and I will say I'm impressed with how Mr. Ackerman articulates himself in his position. I do feel for his ongoing struggles with CPS in California. The problem is ultimately, and this would be true for any case, is that he did abscond for 250 days in which he was traveling to and from another state without permission. And this is such a flagrant violation of the spirit of community supervision, as much that we could not monitor his transition back to the community, that I just can't support returning him to community supervision. I will say, under a different set of circumstances, I might be open, but I can't look past 250 days of absconding, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, Ms. Rubin.
I would just want to say, Mr. Quinones, that I agree. I think Mr. Ackerman, I really appreciate his attitude. He does not sound like someone that's ever coming back to the criminal justice system. He sounds like he's got his head screwed on straight here, but I also cannot overlook that, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse, and I think that was very well articulated. Any other comments from fellow board members? Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. That is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017-W2889, our discussion with Mr. Ackerman, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ackerman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal race or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon. Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
He seconded.
No, sorry. I just couldn't hear. Thank you. Agreed upon Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Ackerman, your supervision has been revoked and you've been released, and I hesitate to state the date because you bring there some conflict in time computation. I would ask you to talk to your CO3 about the final version of what that calculation is We have two different dates, and I think you can understand that based on you absconding for 250 days, there was a recalculation. So again, please talk to your CO3 about what the final date of your release is, although you do have a final release date, that goes without question. So we do wish you the best in your ongoing struggles with the Child Protective Services, and we hope for a safe, productive return to the community. It sounds like you were working. To quote my colleague, it sounds like you have your head screwed on, and we'd like to see you succeed out there. The ceremony is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone back to CO3. If you could just lay the phone down, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.